Donald Trump defines 2020 election and campaign comeback speech. By Charlie Spiering on June 24, 2020. President Donald Trump reinvigorated his re-election campaign Tuesday night during a defining speech to young supporters at a church in Arizona. This is a choice of two futures, the left's vision of disunity and discord or our vision of equal opportunity and equal justice, he said. The speech touched on the big themes of the president's America First agenda: immigration, China, big tech censorship, Democrats' push for voting by mail, and the radical left's war on America's heritage and monuments. We will never cave to the left-wing and the left-wing intolerance. We will never surrender to mob violence. And we will uphold American freedom, equality, and justice for every citizen of every background, Trump said as the crowd cheered. The atmosphere of the event was supercharged with enthusiastic young people as Students for Trump and Turning Point Action teamed up to rent the Dream City Church in North Phoenix for the event, which holds about 3,000 people. The president acknowledged this ongoing fight against a more radicalized left that used their power to suppress free speech. Anyone who dissents from their orthodoxy must be punished, canceled, or banished, he said. Democrats, he said, had embarked on a mission to tear down existing American traditions and institutions, no matter what the cost. We're not going to take moral lectures from the same left-wing ideologues who oppose school choice, who support deadly sanctuary cities, who want to defund and abolish our police, he said. Think of it, defund and abolish is now their theme. The destruction of American monuments and statues, Trump argued, was a signal to how they fundamentally wanted to change everything about the country. They're tearing down statues, desecrating monuments, and purging dissenters, he said. It's not the behavior of a peaceful political movement. It's the behavior of totalitarians and tyrants and people that don't love our country. Trump also warned about mail-in voting fraud, fueled by Democrats changing the rules in the middle of an election year, without testing the process. This will be, in my opinion, the most corrupt election in the history of our country, he said. The president reminded the audience he was the first president in decades to stand up to China while previous leaders allowed them to rip off the United States. A vote for Biden in 2020, Trump warned, was a vote for China. They get in, China will own this country, Trump said. Trump celebrated the progress on the wall on the southern border and limitations on immigration visas in favor of American workers. We took historic action to block the entry of foreign workers into our nation, he said. We believe that companies should hire American workers and American students first. The president also warned of the massive multinational tech companies that were suppressing American democracy by censoring free speech. As everyone knows, they're using their enormous power to silence conservative voices, he said. You know that. It's not even close. I don't even think they're hiding it anymore. The president spoke about the righteous defiance that fueled America's greatest heroes throughout history, and urged young Americans to keep that fire burning. It's the same spirit that compels each of you to stand strong against the dull, mindless, soul-crushing conformity mandated by far-left pundits, professors, and liberal politicians, he said. They're taking our country in the wrong direction. Trump said his opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden, was merely a vehicle for the left to get back in power. If ever he became president, this country would be a mess. They would rip down everything, he wouldn't call the shots. He would have nothing to do with it, Trump said, noting the left would only lock him in the Oval Office so they could do as they pleased. Three times, Trump reminded the audience he won the 2016 election because Americans were not pleased with the direction of the country under former President Barack Obama and his Vice President Joe Biden. I'm only here because of President Obama and the job he did, and sleepy Joe Biden and the job that he didn't do, he said, adding, people were very unhappy. The fake news doesn't report it. There was tremendous dissent, tremendous anger.